Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's weekday podcast. I'm really grateful that y'all keep joining up. Thousands of you listen and join in every day on this weekday podcast, where we're just attempting to give you a word of encouragement straight from the scriptures. And today, I want to go back and talk about this one necessary thing. A couple of weeks ago at Sugar Hill Church, we had this annual event called Rock Sunday, where you try to capture one thing that you know God is looking and calling you to and toward to become. And much of it is taken from this one particular perspective in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, where Jesus is talking to Mary and Martha. But he says, "But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I mean, you know the story, right? You've got Mary, who's there to celebrate and worship Jesus, Martha, who's there doing the work. Both are incredibly gifted, glorious, godly women, and God is reminding all of us, men and women, that the most important thing is that we chase after him, not chase after doing things for him. Because when we chase after him, then the purpose and the logic behind what we do makes so much more sense and has such a greater impact in the world. So how do you show God that you love him? Yeah, I mean, maybe you answer that question by listing the number of times you've gone to church, or attended a Bible study, or taught a class, or given an offering. In the final analysis, your activities for God aren't the best barometer of your adoration. Your attitude is, as A.W. Tozer explains, that God wants more than just your output. Oh my goodness, I love that. I believe that there are folks out there trying to live for Christ that feel like it's a mark of spirituality to attend banquet seminars, workshops, and conferences week after week. And this brings up the lesson concerning Mary and Martha. I think it's plain that Martha loved Jesus, of course, but her concept of devotion was activity. Mary also loved Jesus, but with a different attitude in her devotion. She was fervently occupied in spirit with her love for him. Our Lord marked the distinction then, and he marks the distinction today. Jesus commended Mary for knowing that one thing that is most necessary, that God should be loved and praised above all other business which may occupy us bodily, mentally, or spiritually. He first wants an inner experience of our heart, and from that, that will grow. And it will have profound and divine activities that come and are necessary, but it doesn't happen with purpose, with meaning, with this complete surrender apart from getting the one thing right. I want to encourage you today to stop, to slow down your soul and your mind. Ask the Lord to keep you from becoming so overwhelmed and working for him that you fail to nurture your relationship with him. Admit that you often feel exhausted and the activity is just too much. And then let the Lord give you that bit of joy that Mary felt, that adoration. My friend, that's the beauty of the singular focus on Jesus. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.